Welcome to Small Business Insights, where back office conversations give us insight to what's really going on. Is it grit or luck that gives a small business owner an advantage? Let's find out. I'm your host, Laura Fisher. Well, welcome today. I'm so glad you came back. Today I have a special guest. His name is David Jacks from Ahava Marketing. Say hello, David.
Hey, hello, everybody.
So you and I have known each other for quite some time. We both have grown our small businesses to, on the appearance, look very successful.
Correct.
And but you and I know there's always back office challenges when it comes to growth.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what your business is and a little bit about yourself.
Well, Ahava Marketing is a full-stack marketing agency. So basically, we combine software with marketing to provide solutions for small business. That's the overall of what Ahava Marketing is. I'm originally from Mexico. I moved here in 2009. So I've been here for almost 13 years, I think.
And you have a family and a wife that's your partner, Karen.
I have Karen, my wife, and I have a 12-year-old son. And
I thought you would bring him today.
No, he's at school.
I know, but you're homeschooling him, right?
Yes. Well, no, not anymore.
Oh, you're not?
Not anymore. Now with more work, it was harder. You know, during the pandemic, during the pandemic, we were homeschooling. But then we moved him to a school. He goes 2 days at school. So
okay.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, that's good. So one of those combo school. Yes. I don't know what they call them.
They call it like a college.
College
program, something like that. They get used to how it is in real life in college.
That would be good because you have to kind of figure out how to learn on your own.
Fly solo, and.
Yeah,
that's good. Interesting model.
So you have David.
Yeah, I have David, and I have Emma. She's 4, and Olivia. She's 2.
And Olivia's kicking your butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm living like the different stages. I have a 12, I have a 4, and I have a terrible 2, like on the terrible 2s, and yes, yeah.
I have bad news for you.
Why?
The terrible 2s aren't nothing. It's when they get 3s.
Oh, my God.
It's because they have enough cognitive, smarts to know that's what I want.
That's something that I
want
to do.
Yes, and they can't do it, and they're very frustrated.
All right, well, now I'm ready. But, yeah, that's a little bit of my family, and I'm passionate about marketing. I'm passionate about software, and I think that's the perfect combination in nowadays.
Where absolutely.
You have software. Which we see data and algorithms and everything every single day. We use it every single day. And then, in a way, how do you help small business? Well, with marketing. So that combination is what I really like.
And for full disclosure, David and I am his customer.
Yes.
And he's my customer.
Yes. And that's the idea of small businesses, right? Do business together.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They helped us launch and create brands for 3 of our companies, maybe 4. And I guess 4. Yeah. And so, you know, if you look at them from the surface, you see awesome graphic design. But there's so much more to what they do because I needed to be found on the internet. I needed to find customers. And even if I have nice flyers and logos, it doesn't matter if no one knows about me. Correct. So, but there's one thing you forgot to say that you're passionate about.
What is that?
I think it's soccer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like soccer. I like
and
sports
baseball.
And baseball.
Yes.
I think if I have to pick between soccer and baseball, I think I'll go for baseball.
And you do some radio stuff for...
Yeah. I used to do some radio, collaborate with ESPN for some time. I was the marketing manager for ESPN Deportes Houston. And then I also collaborated for the Astros for like 2 seasons, I think.
That had to be awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, he's speaking to us in English, but let me tell you, I've heard him talk in Spanish, and I can't understand a word he says because I don't speak Spanish, but I can tell you talk really fast. I'm sure that's good for when you're calling a game.
Yeah. Well, you'd think baseball is different. Soccer, yeah, you need to go fast. But baseball is different. Baseball, when you are talking or broadcasting a game, is more like a conversation like this. It's slow, and it's just, you know, getting to feel the game.
Do they give you all these stats in front of you?
Papers and papers and papers.
Papers?
Yeah, you're talking about probably like 20 pages of statistics and then a small paragraph per each player. And then those stats change every single game.
Okay.
So for every game, you get something different. And that's when you are working at the stadium.
Okay.
But when you are broadcasting from, let's say, from the studio and calling a game that is in California, you get all those papers like on a PDF.
Okay.
And then you have a bunch of screens. And you have to basically work it.
How do you do that? It's just like in a studio, like we're talking to us with screens on there. Is that how you call something?
Yeah, you have, let's say that you have four screens. You have one that is.
But I would never know the difference. It sounds like you're at the
No,
at the
because
game.
Yes, exactly. You have ambience audio, so you can see the shooting in the.
That's got to be exciting.
Yes, it's very good.
That's good.
So anyway. Right.
Well, let's talk about, David is knowledgeable on so many things. But today we're going to narrow it down to Google My Business. And this is something that small businesses either forget or don't know that they have that advantage, or if they're using their Google My Business listing, they're not utilizing it. And one of the things I like about David is he's, one thing for me, when he's my marketing company, and he's always telling me ways I can do things organically, which means free. I like free.
Yeah, everybody likes free.
But free always takes a little effort. I mean, nothing's ever free. But there are things that you tell me I can do on my own to support what you're doing for me on my graphic design and my web design and all that stuff. So let's talk a little bit about Google My Business. If you could explain to us, maybe from two angles. When I'm saying restaurant near me, where does, as a consumer, and then also talk about it as the business owner. So because I have both listeners.
Right. So first, let's clarify how Google My Business or Google Business started. Basically, everything came with when Google Maps started to became like more popular, and people were listing their businesses, and that was basically the way that you search for restaurant nearby or near me, and on the map, you can see all these results, right? But you mentioned something important. Small businesses, sometimes they don't know how to get the best out of it. So they think by listing it in Google Maps, that's enough. That's everything there is. No. Right. So later on, Google created what it was Google Places. Then they changed it to Google Local. Then they changed it to Google My Business. And it's basically a more detailed profile of your business, not only your phone and address showing on a map. It gives you an opportunity to put photos. It gives you an opportunity to list your website, your products, your services, even have a messaging system. And that's basically what Google My Business is. We all know it as Google My Business. You cannot tell the difference because when you go and search for something on the map, it shows. But at the moment, basically, that you click on it, you are entering the business Google My Business profile.
Yeah, so if I do that and I see a map, and then I see something listed on the left or right-hand side of all the different listings, and then I can click that. But it's not the web page. It's just the business that they're saying is on the map.
Correct.
And when I click that, which I do frequently.
Yes.
Because it comes above, right?
Yes.
The Google search.
If you are looking in Google, if you are searching on Google, yes, it's going to come right there. If you are searching on Yahoo or on any other search engine, it will probably show different.
Right.
But most people use Google. So it shows you this like glance of what the business is.
Right.
And of course, it has the reviews, which is something that people really like to look. It has a website. It has the option to sometimes order online.
Well, I used it yesterday because I need to get a key made. And I knew where I wanted to go, but I wasn't sure if they were open.
Okay.
So I'm like Ace Hours Hardware in Katy, Texas. That's where I wanted to go. Actually, I wanted to go BB, Lockspick, but they were closed. So I thought, well, let me see. And so all I have to do, I don't have to go to their website. I go to Google Maps. I see their Google My Business listing, and it has the open and close hours and a phone number where I could call or a website. It was perfect.
Yes.
And I could do all that while I'm driving, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know.
Hopefully at a red light.
Yeah. But that's so handy.
Yes. That's basically like, it's like a Yellow Pages, smart Yellow Pages.
Okay.
It used to be Yellow Pages where you had to go looking on the page by page. Here you just put whatever, either what you're looking for.
Right.
Because there are three ways that people can find your business profile.
Okay, how's
One
that?
One is looking just by your name.
Okay.
Business e-suites.
Right.
And it will show right away. Another one is looking by the type of service.
Right.
Let's say
office space.
Office space, co-working space. Mm-hmm. And the other one is looking for something related to your business. It can be that they're looking for probably a competitor and your name shows.
Okay.
Right. So that's why it's important to understand that it's not only important to claim your business on Maps. It's also important to create your business profile, which is completing more information, hours of operations, website, even holidays. You can put different schedule for holidays.
Right.
And that will help your business tremendously.
And I can put my list of services and products.
Correct. Services, you can even put products, photos of customers.
I know you tell me I need to put photos of my staff happy, yes. happily working.
Yes.
You know, because that makes people go, oh, that looks like a nice place to go to.
Yeah. Google My Business is a way that you basically put your business in front of thousands of consumers and you want to show the best of your product or for your company in that profile. And it actually gives you statistics, right? It gives you every month statistics. You can go every day and you can see a month or a quarterly or a week, I think.
So when I open up my Google My Business, well, let's back up a little bit. So, because I know we do have analytics back there, but okay, let's just say I'm a small business that just started and I'm not quite out of my house yet. Okay, so there's all kinds of folks. We have Etsy people, you know, people that are reselling things. We have consultants, counselors, just small businesses that start in their home. Do they put their local address or just how does all that work and what advantages? Tell me a little bit about what you would recommend for those small people getting ready to grow, need to be found now because it's no longer a hobby. They're ready to right. kind of get some business.
So I think best practice for that is, number one, claim your Google My Business. I don't recommend to put your home address because you never know like who's going to look at your business and they're going to know where you live. Not right. only that, but people don't like to do business with somebody who looks too small. Like, okay, I'm looking for this plumbing company. And he's showing me that it's a this neighborhood, right?
Or an apartment.
Or an apartment.
Yeah.
So Google has been working, trying to flag all those listings because they are not too relevant for consumers or for users. Okay. So there are solutions for that.
Like I have had that experience.
Yes.
Where I was looking for a plumber, I needed a part, and then I'm being taken to some random neighborhood. I'm like, no, that's probably not the right place.
Yes, exactly. So probably you, as a user, you don't want to go into that neighborhood. But also as a company, you don't want to just show where you live, right? So for that reason, you can either get a virtual address that offers Google My Business. You cannot put it on a P.O. box, for example. You cannot have your Google My Business on a P.O. box. It has to be an actual address. And the way that this helps is that it just gives you a different look in front of the consumers. Mm-hmm. And in case that you don't have a place that offers that service close by, then you can list it with your address. I mean, it's better to have it with your address than not have it at all. But also you need to think about when you are setting up your profile, you go to Google My Business, set up your profile, and they are going to ask you, the system is asking you, do you want to accept visits to your location? So if you put no, you are reducing your visibility. So basically, if they're looking on maps, you're going to show, but it's going to be harder for users to find you.
Okay. So you have an option whether you want them to visibly see your address. And
correct.
You're saying, yeah, that might be good for your business image, but it's not good to be found.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in that case, if you put yes, I wanna receive customers, and then you list your home address.
Right.
That's not gonna look good, but it's gonna give you visibility. So I think that's where people get confused. But moving from that, the small business should claim their business first.
Okay.
Make sure that they have completed profile.
Does it cost money to claim your business?
It's completely free.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Totally free. You can go to maps.google.com, look for the name of your business to see if jobs, because sometimes it gets, you know, the generic data from the Secretary of State and just list it there. And then you have to click where it says claim this business or this is my business. And it will ask you to verify then, you know, they send you a postcard to that address and you wait for the podcast, postcard, and you input that and then you are verified. So now you're showing on maps and you have access to the profile. So that's the first step.
That's nice to know that Google's verifying it.
Yes. They're doing their best at verifying. And sometimes they flag businesses that there are not, because people can recommend, say, this business is no longer here. Say you, before the pandemic, you have a location, then you had to close. You are not thinking about going to Maps and closing your business there.
Right.
So people start to just go there and report, this business is not here, this business is permanently closed. And then business Google eventually will remove your listing.
Okay. So I go to the website, I claim my business, I get a card, now I'm rocking and rolling. That's not enough, is it?
It's not enough. It's never enough.
So what kind of information should I put in my Google, my business listing? How often should I look at it? And you were going to tell us earlier some analytics. So there's some nuggets in there that I'm missing if I'm not in that dashboard very often.
So once you complete the profile, just make it sound clever and at the same time simple, right? We are a plumbing company offering residential and commercial service. We've been in business since, we've been in business for 20 years, because then you have to update it every year.
Ah,
so it's better to put we've been in business since 1980, let's say.
Okay.
That way it stays and people know.
Yeah.
So just a brief description of your business. What do you do? What areas you serve? That's another thing. You can add either states, cities. You don't want certainly people calling you from out of state if you don't offer service out of state.
You might be flattered, but you're not going to help them, and they're wasting your time if you don't narrow your scope of work.
Correct. And it's going to just mess your analytics, because you're going to be getting, 3,000 people are searching for my business, but then you realize that 2,000 are from out of state where you don't serve.
Right.
So completing your profile, taking the time to do it, don't try to do it quick. I think 1 hour is more than enough. You can go section per section. It's like having a Facebook profile where you go and start putting your description, who you are, where you are from, and everything. It's the same. And after that, I recommend always to look at it at least once a month.
Okay.
We have a lot of customers, so I have to be there. That's like my bread and butter, right? I'm there daily. But the idea is at the beginning of the month, you look at the analytics from the month, from the previous month.
And what are those analytics saying? How many of my business was viewed, opened? What's it telling me?
Well, to start, it tells you how many searches you show up and what percentage was for your name, like we discussed at the beginning.
Okay.
People looking specifically for your name.
Right.
When a business is starting, usually nobody knows about the name. So most of the percentage should be on either service or branded. Okay. Service means they were looking for that service and your business show up. And branded is there, they were looking for something. Let's say I was looking for Target and Walmart show up, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
So eventually you should see a progress as your business continues to grow. You should see how the branding and the service start percentage goes down and your name starts going up, because now you're being known.
So is that overnight? Is that a couple of years? What are we talking about?
I think it depends on the type of industry, right? Not everybody is looking for, a specific business like a podcast.
Right.
Totally different than a chiropractic.
Right.
So it will depend on that type of business, and also is completely linked to the amount of advertisement that you do. The more that you do advertisement, the more people are searching for you. So it will take probably a couple of months, 3-4 months to start seeing that difference.
Okay.
And that's a good metric for you. If you're running any marketing campaign, any advertisement, you can keep an eye on that.
Okay.
And that's organically data that is giving you. So that's the first part that is important to understand.
So we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to give us your top 3 tips on how to maintain your site so that, you have 3 tips? I'm sure you have more. I know you do. So I want to know what it really takes to just maintain it, whether an owner should do it, who does it, and what are some success that you've seen. So All right, we'll be right back.
This segment is sponsored by Business eSuites, the perfect workspace for small businesses and startups, offering virtual mail, virtual office, meeting rooms, co-working, shared and private offices, even office warehouse space, perfect for e-commerce. Visit businesseSuites.com today. They help businesses take off.
All right, we're back with David Jacks from Ahava Marketing, and I suspect some of y'all are really liking the topic of this show, and you may know somebody who could use and listen to this. So if you would share this episode with your friend, that's how this grows. And because I know David will come back and share us some more marketing tips, which is one of the most requested things we have here on how to grow my business. And it usually has to do with marketing, obviously with management. But so David, we're gonna go into a little bit more specifics. From a daily or monthly basis, what do I need to make sure is maintained and kept fresh on my Google My Business listing?
Right. Number one, I think, is the general information.
General. Okay.
You know, so many times I go into clients and they have the wrong phone number. It's like, oh, yeah. But
or that, you call and get a fax number.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Or, what a waste.
Yes. So basically, you have the opportunity to be in front of thousands of consumers and you have the wrong number. Another thing is sometimes you don't put the right website. It's misspelled or the website is it was a website that you created like 3 years ago and no longer active.
So you probably ought to just check your listing every once in a while,
yes,
too, as a consumer.
Correct.
Right?
Especially when you do major changes. You open a new location or you move addresses and all of that. I mean, you are looking at, I'm changing my bills, I'm changing all of these. Don't forget about your Google profile. That's very, very important. So having all that information, good. Are you open Saturdays? Are you open Sundays? Sometimes people, they don't see that. And you may be open on a Saturday, maybe your best day. Right here in Imperial Star Solutions, I see Saturdays like super busy.
Right.
But you show close. So people like you yesterday, the other day you were looking for that key place.
Yes.
And you went there to look if it was open or not.
Right.
Or what time they closed. So having
it saved me time and I appreciated them filling that out.
So having all the information, general information, hours of operation, phone number, that's number one.
Okay.
Now, number two, to get more out of that profile, make sure that you list it under the right category and don't add too many categories. People try to put like, oh, I'm going to show in these five different categories. If I put that I am a car company, a detailed car company, car wash. So they start just putting
anything with car.
Yes.
And don't do that.
And the only one that is more important is the first one. So try
this
to
how
just,
you make your bread and butter.
Yes, try to just list it under one, and that's important. Okay. Another thing.
Now, why would that? I mean, really, why would that be? Because I would think I would want to have several, so I show up in several things. How does that work against me?
So. I mean, the algorithm of Google is basically just basing it on the first one.
Okay.
And you are hoping that you're going to show on the second, third, fourth, and fifth. And you are not. So they let you out. I think now they let you out only two or three.
Okay.
But before, you used to put like 10 different categories.
Right.
And that's just basically a way for Google to say, hey, don't take advantage of this. Like, you are misleading people.
Right.
So just go with the global, the biggest category that you can serve.
You know, I know one thing I know I'm cutting you off, but one thing I know I used to do, I don't do it anymore, is I may have used those categories because I wanted to attract those type of people. Might be accountants or lawyers or whatever, and that did me no good. That just confused everything.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So even when this place was as a rental agency, and then we also had it as an event venue.
Right.
So
that confused it.
It was super confused. So July, and then people say, well, I'm not showing on maps when people are looking for event place nearby.
Right.
Well, because you have it on the wrong category. So making sure that you list it on the right category, that's
keep it simple.
Good.
Keep it simple and direct.
Yes.
Okay.
Another thing is you always want to encourage your customers, and this is more into the operation part, but it has an impact on your profile, to leave your reviews. The Google reviews part is so important. Because based on statistics, 9 out of 10 bad experiences will end up in a review.
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
But only 1 out of 10 good experiences will end up in a review.
That's just not fair
unless,
to the business owner.
Yes. Unless you ask for a review.
Right.
And then that 1 out of 10 goes to 6 out of 10. So six out of ten times when you ask them, do you had a great experience or you like service, would you mind giving us a review?
Okay.
Okay. And here's a trick for the audience. There is a way for you to go into your business profile and on the review part, it says, get my link.
Okay.
For the review. That link is basically either you can send it or you can create a QR code. When okay. people scan, mm-hmm. it will take them directly to leave a review where they only have to select the number of stars and put a review.
So at the very basic.
It's super simple. It's okay. 2-step. Because sometimes people are like, well, you have to go to here and go there and click here.
So you take the work off of the yes. the customer. You just
put it on
text them or email.
Or text it and they will just click on it and it will be ready. If they have a Gmail account, right? It will open by itself and okay. it will be ready to just click 4 stars, 5 stars and just put a review and that's it. So that's another good practice. People look at the business profiles more for reviews. They look for map to make sure mm-hmm. it's the right address and hours of operation, but I think also reviews is the other one. So make sure that you have reviews and that you answer the reviews.
Yeah.
Right? Even if it's a bad review, sometimes we cannot be perfect in business.
Right.
And try to address it in a professional way. And try to understand the frustration of the customer mm-hmm. and try to just say, hey, you know what? I address this to my managers or I will make sure this doesn't happen again. I'll be more than happy to speak to you directly. You can contact us on this number.
Right.
That helps.
Okay.
Because people looking at reviews, if they get to, I always go to the bad reviews. I don't go to the good ones. I go to the bad ones. See, okay, what are they saying about this company?
Right.
But when you see that the company cares and the company follows
and
addresses, yes.
It shows leadership.
Yes. And when you do that, sometimes the user will go and change that review and say, oh, thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Really? They can go in and change it?
They can go and edit. Yes. They can go and edit the review.
Now, if you get a bad review, what's the right word?
Flag it.
Flag it.
Report it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you can report it. You have the opportunity to do it. Now, that doesn't mean that Google is going to just move it and remove
right.
it. Right? They have, it has to be for different reasons. There are different reasons you can, if they are being super aggressive or they are doing discrimination against you or if they are promoting a competitor, like if they say, oh, don't go here, go there. That's a good reason you can just report it. Google will remove it.
I know. We've had to flag a few because we could not determine that they were a real customer.
Correct.
We had no evidence.
Yes.
And so we're like, we have no knowledge of who this person is.
And you'll go ahead and answer, hey, I'm sorry, but I mean, I look by your name. I look in and we never had that interaction with you. Probably you are confusing the place because that happens as well, right?
How awful.
With so many businesses around, sometimes you put it on the wrong one.
So how important it is for all of our listeners to give a 5-star review to anybody? I mean, how much does it really help? I mean, if you're at a restaurant and you have a nice waitress, put that a tip. Tell us about how important these Google reviews are or any review.
It's super important. It's like you said it. It's like going to a restaurant. You have a great service. You're not gonna go with the minimum tip. You're gonna go with like a good tip, right? So it's basically the same. And if you are a small business owner, or even if you don't have your business, it helps tremendously because people base their decision on reviews. It's just by like
what's your reputation?
Yes, it's like word of mouth digital, right? Are they doing good or not? And you are helping them by just leaving a good and honest review. And I always recommend if you had a bad experience, try to solve it with the manager or try to address it directly with them. Don't leave a review. I mean, I know sometimes we are like angry and we don't like it, but you are really, really, really creating another problem now. So it helps a lot. It helps a lot to ask your customers to leave a review and for the customers to do it. Yes, it's very helpful.
And make it easy for them.
Yes, super easy.
All right, so I think you said claim your thing.
Claim your business.
Make sure it's full, all hours, data, everything's up to date. Encourage reviews. What about the images?
Oh, that's another one. As you say, tell me three, but I can go on and on.
Let's do one. Because I think, because we're on our phone, sure. That's usually where we're using
yes.
it. Yes. Right? And so those images do matter.
Yes, those images is very important. Now, you have the option to put your own images as an owner of the business, but it's also better for customers to leave, to post photos.
Okay.
Right? You go to a restaurant, you look how the presentation of the plate is. You take a picture and you put it there.
Right.
And not only you are helping other customers see how that plate looks, but you also helping that business to have views of that photo. It's also on the Google My Business profile where you can go in the back and see what's the picture that is showing the most. And that's important.
Yeah.
Because if you are seeing that they are going for this specific, for the menu, or for somebody took a picture of a margarita, you see that picture has 10,000, 20,000 views
right.
every month.
Right.
So that helps you.
You know, there was one picture I put on for Imperial Storage Solutions. I was surprised. It was when Rosa got a new pair of shoes.
Okay.
And I just took a picture of her feet and I said, Rosa got a new pair of shoes. And what? Come on. People looked at that, but it brought traffic.
Right.
So, I mean, it can be anything. I even did something on dehydration. I took a picture of that because it was in the middle of summer. What are the tips?
Yeah. So people are, yes, you go into the profile and then you go into the reviews, you go into all that, and then you go into pictures, right? And be clever like that. You are a service company. Well, you don't have a product that you can, like, in my case,
right.
I cannot take a product of a marketing package,
right?
Right. So you have to be creative on how do you put a photo or what do you put? So humanize
and update
your brand.
Them. Update yes. them monthly or just that review them.
Review. You don't have to be stressing about it. Oh my God, I have to do it. It's more organically. Like, oh, I'm gonna post this on Google.
Okay.
Right. And also customers, like you sold something to them. Ask them, hey, will you mind leaving a review and posting a picture? And that helps, and you can see all of that. And another one, just to add into the list, mm-hmm. I think it's important for you to go into your report and see the zip codes of where people are searching for your business.
That's part of the analytics.
That's part of the analytics.
Okay.
It's gonna give you basically a map around your location, and it's gonna tell you where are they coming from.
Okay.
And that helps because if people are searching from you on the other side of the highway. So you probably want to partner with some business that are around and on the other side of the highway or do more advertisement on that side. Mm. Or like I was surprised when one of my customers in Imperial Storage, right, they were getting a lot of traffic from like far. Mm. But I went and did the research and there was not a storage close by, at least not with good reviews.
Right.
So when I was talking to Scott, I said, hey, we need to do something to bring more of that traffic here. They are already searching for us, so let's go ahead and show up in front of them.
Very
so
nice.
So that's giving you more idea of where your people are searching from.
Okay.
And you can get like, okay, if they're coming from north, south, and you can get data from there.
All right. So one last question. I heard after we talked all about this that Google My Business is changing.
Yes.
But it's not changed yet. But it's something we have to be prepared for.
Yes.
So tell us what's going on.
Correct. They are announcing that Google My Business is going away. But what Google means with this is that it's changing its name.
Just a name change.
Yes. It's going to be now Google Business Profile.
What's it? Really?
So it was Google Local, Google Plus. It just changed name. So now it's just Google Business Profile, which that's what it is. It's
right.
a business profile.
True.
And the major difference is that now single owner location. So if your business is small, you have only one location, you're going to have to manage your profile from your search, meaning that you go into Google, you search for the name of your business, and it will give you the option to edit, add, remove everything from there. But if you have more locations, you still have access to this platform of Google My Business, but it's just going to be called Google Business Profile. That's the change.
So we're talking about the same thing.
It's the same.
Pretty much.
Yes,
okay.
And people will still call it Google My Business. I will.
But as far as today, we're recording this in the spring of 2022. It's right now, it's Google My Business, but eventually it'll be Google Business Profile.
Yes, and it's actually already switching.
Oh,
so
it is.
If you
okay.
go right now, yes.
So if I have a Google My Business listing now, it just completely, it'll convert
yes.
automatically.
You will say.
Nothing changes.
When you log in, it will tell you, would you like to manage this through searches or through the profile?
Okay.
And then you can choose whatever is easier for you, more convenient.
Okay. So you are full of so much information, but we are out of time. So, David, tell us how to reach your company, who you are again, how to reach you, the name of your company, and all the good stuff. In case they need you to hold their hand.
Yes, and just you can go and visit Ahava Marketing, AhavaMarketing.com, or you can just Google Ahava Marketing
right.
and click on our business profile. And then on our website, I offer a 30-minute free consultation. It's not actually a free consultation, more like a brainstorm of ideas for your business.
Right.
And that's a video call. You can just click say hello on the website, say hello, and it will show my calendar. You can pick the session, and we will go into Google Meets, and we will have a one-on-one, and I will give you and your business like hundreds of ideas.
And hey, we're on this for just 30 minutes now, so you can imagine if you take David up on that, he'll cram a lot of stuff in 30 minutes. Yeah. I know he talks fast.
So. I'll try to do my best to just give some ideas. Have you done this? No. Have you done this? No. Do this, do that. And right. at the end, I want business to thrive. I want business to continue growing. And if they can do it that by themselves, like you mentioned at the beginning, if they can do it organically without having to hire an expensive software or an expensive agency or things like that,
yeah.
I want to give them that content so they can use it. And
or even if they have those big expensive stuff,
yes.
is somebody really taking care of the nuts and bolts?
The way they're supposed to, yes. Yeah. And that's what we do. We help any type of customers, from entrepreneurs, from small businesses or medium-sized businesses. We are 22 people right now at the agency and continue to grow. So we have a lot of people ready for you to help you with your graphic design, website, mobile app, software. You name it.
And you're really good about demographics.
That's my part. I'm a director of strategy.
Yeah.
So I'm more into looking at the numbers.
And one thing you bring to me is just being aware of all the different cultures, you know, because I'm who I am. I'm a white lady. You're Hispanic. You know that market.
Yeah. And
and I don't, but there's so much value in that. And that's why I get help from other people, because I know collaboration gives me a better product and more knowledge, and yeah. I'd rather be around people that are smarter than me, and you definitely.
Yeah. And you know that can be a good topic for next time, which is like building your marketing persona,
yeah.
like understanding their consumer behavior, how Hispanics buy is different than how you buy, of how other cultures or other races buy. So
that's true, and keywords that matter to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that.
You've been a great resource for me, and I'm sure our listeners have. At least if you're a consumer, realized how important those Google listings are and reviews and how they can truly help. And if you're a small business, you're like, wow, that's another tool that I can use to grow my business. Thank you, David, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to see how your business continues to grow and how you help other businesses grow, because I know that's the heart of who you and Karen are. You really care about the businesses that you work with.
We do. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, y'all have a good day, and we'll see you next week. Until then, you better be up to something.
Thanks for joining us this week on Small Business Insights. Make sure you visit our website at fisherpodcast.com, where you can follow the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, so you'll never miss a show. If you enjoyed and found value in today's episode, we'd appreciate a rating and review on iTunes, or simply share it with a friend. That would help us out too. Make sure you tune in next week for our next episode. Until then, you better be up to something.